Greetings, folks, and welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations. Today is Tuesday, March 24th, and I am your host, Dave Hamilton, sitting in for Kelly Gaumont. Don't worry, Kelly will be back tomorrow. All is well in the world. With me today, though, I have Mr. Bob Levitis. Bob, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah, man.
Wait, isn't this Mac Geek Gab?
I know. That's the weird thing is you and I have been on Mac Geek Gab before because we've had you on the show, but I've never hosted this show and been on with you, so I almost introduced Mac Geek Gab in the beginning. Thankfully, the theme music reminded me that was the wrong thing to do. But it sort of is Mac Geek Gab because we are talking about something that would be a Mac Geek Gab topic. In fact, I think parts of it actually have been Mac Geek Gab topics, and that is you wrote a piece for us last week about in search of longer MacBook Pro battery life, and I want you to talk about that.
Well, I would like to say before we go any further that not only did you cover this, you were the inspiration for this column. I heard about the which part of this did I rip off from Mac Geek Gab. Oh, turbo boost switcher.
Yeah.
Which I tried and thought, oh, wow, everybody in the world ought to know about this. I mean, it makes a huge difference. It's probably the thing that works the best for me as far as extending my battery life for the things I do. It's great. It's so fabulous.
So walk us through this. What was your problem? I mean, I know in general your problem is I want more battery life, but
yes.
You know, what was the actual catalyst? Because we geeks, we always have some catalyst. So walk us through how we got to using turbo boost switcher, because, just telling someone about it often isn't enough. So
my 2015 MacBook Pro is still perfect in every way. It's there's nothing wrong with that machine. Except that the battery is 5 years old, and while it's still at 98% of its original lifespan capacity, because I treat it well, I was concerned that, you know, other people get 8 hours, and I'm lucky to get 4 or 5 doing anything. And I wondered what I could do when I'm off the tether, when I disconnect and go out on the run, because I have two laptops. One's a MacBook Air that I take if I just need to run out and do a few things. And then there's the MacBook Pro that's my main computer, but I'll take it with me if I'm going to be away for a while and need to do stuff only it can do.
Sure.
So if I disconnect that one, the MacBook Pro seems to suck juice faster than the Air. So I was really concerned with how can I get, you know, to 4 or 5 hours instead of 3 or 3.5. And then, you know, I started looking at all the tricks you can do, and I thought if I do all of that when I'm off the power charger, if I do all of that, how much better will it get? And it got better. It was probably 20-25% more with turbo boost switcher on, and then all the other stuff in the article, automatic graphic switching, turn display off. Faster.
Okay, so slow down on this a little bit, because I don't want people to miss these tricks here. So automatic graphics switching. This is.
Do we have show notes?
We
can
do.
Can we put the URL? All right. Let's put the URL in the show notes so they can see it all. But yeah, let's talk about them one by one.
Yeah. So your automatic graphics switching is something in the energy saver system preferences.
Yes.
But only
all three of these things.
Okay.
All three of these things.
Okay.
Are in the energy saver.
But you'll only find this on a MacBook Pro because the MacBook Pro has many MacBook Pros have two graphics chips in them.
Correct.
Okay.
If you don't have it, you won't see it.
Got it.
If you have it and see it, enable it. Otherwise, you always use the less energy efficient graphics card rather than the built-in graphics, which are kinder to your battery.
Got it.
And then the second one is the display. You turn it off after the shortest period you can stand when you're on batteries. So you go to the battery tab to set that guy. And then the put hard disk to sleep when possible and slightly dim the display when on battery. They each save, I think, a little bit. So I will enable those things which aren't enabled at home. And this reminds me, I have to build myself a little macro. You know, I need a keyboard maestro macro that does all of these things automatically when the power gets disconnected. That's my project for while I'm on house arrest.
Yeah, that's
a
good
figure out. I mean, that would be a great thing to just have an icon that says I'm going mobile and have it do all these things for me.
You know, could it keyboard maestro. So I for those of you that aren't Mac Geek Gab listeners, welcome to a snippet of this. Now, Bob's not usually on the show. He sometimes is, but I usually do it with my co-host, John F. Braun. And I often say, and I firmly always believe, that Keyboard Maestro is, I used to say it's the future of automation on the Mac. It is the present of automation on the Mac, in my opinion. It really allows you to do a lot of things. And like you said, you can build these macros that perform many, many different types of tasks, and you get to sort of control what it does. But they can also be performed based on triggers. Keyboard Maestro's name would indicate that these triggers could be keyboard shortcuts. And you're right, they can. But they can also be things that are not manually enacted by you, or they can be things that are, but are things that you would do anyway. For example, when you're on battery power, you could have it enact a macro, I think. I haven't done one of those yet.
I think so, too. I haven't tried it yet, but I think that's a trigger that you can use. Yeah. And if so, my work is done.
Right. Your work's done. That's what I'm saying, is like this suddenly gets way, way easier. And if you weren't sold on Keyboard Maestro already, hearing that little snippet should give you a glimpse into all that is possible with Keyboard Maestro. I mean, that's but a very focused thing. But, you know, with kitchen sink type utilities, the only way you can explain it to somebody is by showing them specifics and then letting them play. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. OK, so
I believe there's a Keyboard Maestro 14 day or something trial. And if you're into automation and you haven't tried this yet, well, it's. If I were on a desert island with my Mac, that's one of those things that I'd hate to be without. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
All the time for everything. It's just the glue that holds all of my stuff together. I would say
they will love to hear that. Yeah.
It's a great piece of utility wear.
It is. And I use it for and I realize we're detouring a little bit, but that's OK. it also has a clipboard switcher and clipboard history in it. And I think everyone that uses a Mac would benefit from using some sort of clipboard history manager. I use Keyboard Maestros just because I'm running it anyway, and so I don't have to run yet another app in the background. But
me too.
The idea behind a clipboard switcher, for those of you that haven't heard us sing the praises of these, is when you copy something to the clipboard by default on a Mac that's not running a clipboard switcher, the last thing that was in the clipboard is erased, and the thing you just copied or cut is now in the clipboard. Well, that's great, but a lot of times I'm in Safari, for example, to give a very specific example, and let's say I want to copy the URL and the title of the page. Okay, so if I want to, say, paste that into a document or a mail message, I have to copy in Safari, switch to mail, paste, go back to Safari, copy the other thing, go back to mail, paste. With a clipboard switcher, I highlight the URL, I copy it, I highlight the title, I copy it. I don't do anything different, except now both of those things are in my clipboard. And when I go back to mail, I can invoke my shortcut for bringing up the clipboard history and then paste out the two things that I just put there. Really?
May I
efficient.
Mention that in addition to your two things, the last 98 things before that, that you cut or copied are also on that clipboard switcher.
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't say that, but yeah, it remembers. It can remember more than 100, I think. But I think I have it set to the last 100 items.
Yeah. And it's super handy because it used to be that every time I went to hit copy, I would pause and be like, what data am I about to clobber here? Because it is data. Sometimes I'll use my clipboard if I'm editing something, like, let's say I'm on a web page and I'm writing a forum post, right? If I get, you know, all the way through it and then I want to go edit it, I highlight it and copy it. That way, if something happens, my browser crashes, freezes, whatever, I've got a backup sitting in my clipboard. But I don't have to think about
so
that.
So funny. Right? Me too. And I wrote a whole column about multiple clipboards, basically saying, why doesn't the Mac have that built in?
Built in.
I mean, why isn't that in system software? Why would we, who decided we can only manage one?
Right. Right. Well, it seemed like the, look, one clipboard is better than zero clipboards and is like life changingly better. So I think that's what it was. It was like, well, we've got this clipboard. This is amazing. And but it has yet to evolve, at least not from Apple. So. All right. So there's your little tangential detour because you deserve it, folks.
Yes.
But let's come back.
Turbo Boost Switcher.
Oh, let's talk Turbo Boost Switcher. And I'll let you take this. Yeah, of course.
OK, so it's a free app. I paid $10 to upgrade to the pro version. I'll tell you about that in a second. Basically, it just lets you enable the Turbo Boost feature on Intel Core processors. And when you do that, it can add up to 25% to your battery life and lowering the temperature and the fan spin slower. And it all adds up to things. Your battery lasts longer. Now, your Mac probably is performing a little less. But I don't notice that unless, I mean, if I'm doing something that requires a lot of processing, like if I'm working in Final Cut or Logic Pro, I'm not going to do this because I need that. I need the Turbo Boost, I think, to get the most out of that software, even if I'm on battery. But for most things, I can live with it off, for getting my mail, for surfing the web. And it's shocking how much lower the temperature gets and how much slower, because I can see all this stuff with another thing that we talk about all the time on your other podcast, and that would be iStat menus. So I can see how my fans are doing and what the temperature is right on the processor. And turning off the Turbo Boost really improves all those things, which all have an impact on battery. And then for $10, you can have it automatically switch off Turbo when the fan speed gets to a certain value, or when your battery time gets below something, or when a charger's connected or not, or when a specific app is running or a set of apps. So it's
worth
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, because I don't want to have to think about it. If things are the way I say, then just turn it off for me. Thank
you. Do it.
And it shows in the menu bar so I can see if it's off or on. It's on right now.
Okay.
And I'm only using 20% of my processor, even doing this, you know, audio and internet and all that.
So I'm glad you mentioned audio, because there's a weird thing on the Mac, and we've reported this to Apple. It's probably intentional. In fact, I would be shocked if it wasn't. But it may be the reason that many of you choose to use Turbo Boost Switcher. And it's this: on the Mac, as soon as audio As soon as the audio subsystem is invoked to be live, now that could be that you are playing music. It could be that your microphone is live. It could be that you have some piece of audio software that has engaged the audio hardware, the audio subsystem on the Mac. Any one of those things engages what is known as core audio, and a process specifically known as core audio D. Now, the audio subsystem on the Mac is very efficient. And from a CPU standpoint, and even right now, you know, we're both doing many audio things. And for me, it's, you know, sitting at less than 10%. That's great. Here's the thing. As soon as Core Audio D is made to come alive, your processor speed will go into Turbo Boost territory, not because the CPU is being taxed, but just because Core Audio D is alive. And I'm sure some Apple engineer realized that there was some scenario, an edge case or not, that was where it got wonky if the processor speed was sort of fluctuating too much into the low range. And so they said, fine, we'll just boost it up when Core Audio D is there and everything's fine. Problem with that is that heats up your CPU, that uses more power, that heat then requires the fans to spin faster, that uses more power. And now you're in a scenario where you're using, like Bob said, 20% of your CPU, maybe even less, and yet your fans are running at full speed and everything's running hot. Turbo Boost Switcher deals with this, and in my experience, has not caused any audio issues in those scenarios. So,
hey, want me to switch it off?
No, we're recording.
Live test?
I don't want you
live
to change
test?
Anything. This well, is I mean, like Mac Geek Gab.
No, you know what we should do? Before you sign off,
yeah,
I'll try it Just at the very end of the show, before you're going to play the music, I will try it. And if I'm still here after that, you'll know it's all right, okay.
Go ahead and flip the switch, because we are finished. I will say this to you all before you flip the switch. Thanks for coming on the show, Bob.
Hey, thanks for having me. Ready? I'm going to disable Turbo Boost now.
Okay. How you doing? Are we still here?
So far. Okay. It's off.
Okay.
My processor is now a little higher at 23%.
That makes sense. Core
audio
it's slowed
D
down.
Is tiny. It's 1.0. It's not using it. Well, we're good, I think.
Yeah. It's good. I know.
Interesting.
See? See, and your processor.
I'm not sure I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would try to play, like, you know, 10 software instrument tracks in Logic Pro with it off. But maybe. I mean, if this is working, who knows?
Speaking of instruments, Bob, it's time. We got to play the music.
Play the music.
Because we told them. Folks, thanks for listening. Kelly will be back tomorrow. Have a good day.